marriage customs. In Malta, we've got some beliefs and taboos concerning marriage and marriage traditions, of course. To avoid the effects of the evil eye, the last stitch in the bride's dress, for example, must be made by the dressmaker shortly before the bride puts it on. And some people also believe that the bride shouldn't make her own dress, as it may bring her bad luck. Some brides also opt for the tradition of something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue, and a sixpence in your shoe. The bride should have something old because it represents continuity of the past moving to the future. Something new because it represents optimism for the future and the life the bride will share with her new husband. Something borrowed, usually borrowed from a couple that has been married for a long time, and that represents stability. And the something borrowed should be returned the day after the marriage. Something blue because blue represents love and fidelity. And the sixpence, which is put on the left shoe, represents prosperity. We can still buy coins, these coins in shops, of course. If the couple gets married in church, because civil marriage was introduced in the 70s, the guests invited by the groom sit on the right-hand side. In several weddings, the groom, best men, the fathers of the bride and groom, and the ushers all wear tails. The groom carries a top hat and gloves. A bride is assisted by a bridesmaid or bridesmaids and flower girls. After the church ceremony, or after the civil ceremony, people have a reception. It's either a lunch or a dinner or a buffet. And I would say more than halfway through, three quarters way through the reception, the bride, assisted by the groom, cuts the wedding cake and then offers pieces of cake to the males, while the groom caters for the females. A smaller cake is given as a present to each of the witnesses and the best men. After changing into their going away clothes, the couple are carried shoulder high by relatives and friends, and they are encouraged to catch hold of each other and kiss three times. Finally, they drive off, generally in the groom's car, which his friends have covered with wet flour and foaming shaving cream and strings of empty cans. That's to make as much noise as possible when they drive off. Several couples spend their honeymoon abroad.